is a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on. Bridge the distance between you and me. There's a list of grievances, 100 miles long. There's a cold of silence, and it can't go on.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. It is October the 1st, 2007. For newcomers, look into my site, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And for those who want transcripts from the different countries of Europe, you can find them at alanwattsentinel.eu. We're going full steam ahead into this whole NAFTA North American amalgamation, and we're seeing big exercises coming up, which are all really part of the whole deal. Because if you read Jack Satali's book, Millennium, a man who definitely knew the plans for North America since he was one of the planners for the European integration and who now works at the United Nations, in his book Millennium, he gives you the scenario for the integration process of the Americas. And he wrote the book about 1990. He said that the borders would gradually come down over a period of time, and there'd be massive influxes of Latin Americans from different countries coming through looking for the streets paved with gold and wanting their share. But he did say that it would be preceded eventually with big gangs of people. The criminal type would come up and cause mayhem for a generation or two in the southern states. And he likened that to the attacks on Rome, the Goths and the Visigoths and all them different Goths and stuff. So, in other words, they know there's going to be a bit of mayhem there. And so what if a couple of generations of American citizens have a bit of chaos going on in their lives? It's nothing to the big boys. It's just as Mr. Rockefeller said in one of his speeches. He said, you can't make an omelet without breaking eggs. And that's all we are to these characters. They call it historical necessity, a term used by the Soviets. And the reason that we're now using all the Sovietized terms is because the Soviet was the test bed for all the psychological experimentation on mass population control, which is now being used here. In fact, all the different NGO groups which supposedly speak on your behalf and demand laws and so on to be introduced all came from the Soviet Union. That's how they worked it there. We're seeing the exact same system here, where you have committees for streets, committees for your little local area of generally the well-to-do who decide what color to paint your house and when to paint it and all the rest of it, what you can have in your front yard and what you can't have in your front yard. In other words, uniformity is the name of the game. And the Soviet system is well and truly here. It's just they don't call it communism. They call it communitarianism, a term first mentioned to the public by George Bush Sr., the ex-head of the CIA who became president, which should be no surprise to anyone since they've been running the U.S. for an awful long time. The bottom line is the citizen has no say in long-term planning, and we never had any say. In fact, we've been kept in the dark, like mushrooms, kept in the dark and fed you-know-what. And speaking of you-know-what, I'll be back after the following messages.
Thank you. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi, Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix, and touching on a few of the things which led up to where we are and where we're going. We've got to remember that Britain authorized various foundations to begin this whole process of world integration. And they started this a long time ago, but in the end of the 1800s, towards the latter part of it, they formed the Royal Institute for International Affairs, which was a Masonic group, as all the British systems happen to be. They're all Masonic. Read Peter Wright's Spycatcher. He mentions that every member of MI5 and 6 had to be a Mason. He was the only exception because of special expertise in electronics. But anyway, they found Cecil Rhodes. He was off to gather the wealth of Africa and basically steal it and plunder it. And they sent other ones across the world, but they also wanted to start the process for an integrated Africa, the same as they'd done with India. India, I remember, was a whole bunch of small countries and caliphates at one time, and rajas. They had to integrate it, so they did it through very, very clever means, eventually sending one of their own back to India, who became a hero and helped to amalgamate the country for this world system. And the same thing happened in Africa, but for the Far East, for Australia and New Zealand and other countries, they set up the Institute for Pacific Relations, and that was part of the Royal Institute for International Affairs and the CFR. Their job was to set up societies within Japan and China as early, in fact, as the 1930s, and to work towards eventual integration. They even knew back in the 1930s at the Royal Institute of International Affairs that China would be set up eventually to be the manufacturer for the planet. And that took many years to bring about, of legalities and various treaties being signed, and with thousands of bureaucrats from different countries being involved generation after generation to make it so. But we're here, it's happened, and now they're going for the final goal, which is the integration of the Americas and the Pacific Rim region. They have the capitals already set out as to where they're going to be. They said that they would choose Montreal for Canada, and that they would pick one place in China for the Far East. There's also another one to get put up in Africa, a temporary one, once the complete unification comes through. And this was all born, remember, in Britain as far back as the 16th century, with John Dee mentioning it, and Francis Bacon and others writing about it. And then, of course, it came into full-blown publication by the time of the late 1800s came around, when Britain ruled the waves and the sun never set on the British Empire, except when they're spraying the skies. Now we have Rick from California on the line. Are you there, Rick?
Hi,
hello,
Alan.
Rick. Yeah?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I wanted to tell you and the listeners about something that I found. Have you heard of Sovereign Deed, a PMC, a private military corporation?
I have heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, they're setting up in America, and they say, I went to their website, it says, are you concerned about today's headlines? And if you join our services, become a member, you can have protection. And to me, that's really scary, because that's, you know, they've been doing that in Africa and the Middle East, like Blackwater and all these companies, and now they're coming to America. That shows that something's coming down the pike really big, like you were talking about.
Yeah, it's coming down the pike. And remember that these private companies don't swear any allegiance to serve the people of any nation. They, in fact, they don't even go by the Geneva Convention. That's a nice way to get around all the rules. So it is coming, there's no doubt about it, and it's to tie in with the privatization of the prison system, because under this new system, everyone must be totally efficient, including the prisoners. And we already see that in China, where a good part of the big factories there are run by prisoners, and they manufacture. But yeah, a private army is a scary, scary thing. We're doing what Professor Carl Quigley mentioned, when he said that the new system would be a type of feudal system with corporate overlords. The CEOs will be the overlords of the new system, and they will dictate to the governments as to what policies should be. And in the feudal system, remember, most of the armies were in actual private hands. They belonged to different kings or barons or and so on down the line. Mm. And yet I think even the Lovats in Scotland still have their own little private army. They have some sort of escape law because of their Masonic connections. But yeah, a private army does not go by the Geneva Conventions, and so they're exempt from any rules and regulations to do with torture or anything else. Yeah.
I have a question to ask about a book I discovered. It's called Scientific Christianity by Gerald Leighton, or Leighton, L-E-I-G-H-T-O-N. Do you know anything about it?
Not that one. Now, what's that one about?
It starts off talking about how science can become, you know, part of Christianity, how it can meld with it. And then I skipped ahead, and it was talking about eugenics and about behavior, and about, this is written in 1911.
Oh, okay. Okay, there's a whole plethora of those books published at that time, mainly from New York, because that time was the head of the, that's where the Eugenic Society was based. And then they had one in London, and the whole idea was to churn out books. As always, books are meant to turn your head, literally. They're meant to give you your ideas, which you think are your ideas. And it was all to do with eugenics. And in Britain, they started it with a theosophy, in fact. And they backed that by the British Crown. They gave it a charter to exist as a Masonic organization. And the idea was to blend Christianity with the ideas of Hinduism, which is really based on eugenics. And then for the West, especially for the Americas, they would blend eugenics with Christianity and try and find quotes in the Bible to back it up.
Yeah, I could send you photocopies of, or I could see and send you the book when I'm finished if you'd like it.
Sure, I'd appreciate that, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's a pretty interesting book, and so that's all I wanted to share, Alan. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. And Jackie from New York, are you there, Jackie? Hello?
Ooh. Hello.
Ooh. Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you tonight?
Not so bad.
The reason I was calling is I just started waking up to everything that's going on in the world, probably the last year, year and a half, where I started to pay attention what is going on. And one thing I noticed, started reading about, was the chemtrails and the spraying. And just today I'm in New York City, and it was probably the worst spraying I've seen in about a year. And now, since I've only been paying attention to looking at the sky for the past year and a half, I don't know when this spraying really began. And I've read on the internet, you know, somewhere around 1997. And if this is so, when these large contrails started to be evident, why aren't there more pilots who started piloting when they were, you know, 1990s, see the stark difference, and why aren't they speaking out against this?
Yeah. I know that, I know some pilots myself, and they've told me that they recognize that they do see it. But they've been told that there's nowhere to report this to. When they report it, it's just fluffed off. We know, too, that the weathermen at the different television stations have all been changed over the last few years because they were also noticing it. They were trained in various weather techniques and have been replaced with people who will not mention it at all. You're right, it started in 1997, and a big scale, that is. They tried it before, occasionally here and there, testing stuff out since the 1950s. But it's been full time since about 1997, 1998. And sure enough, this past week has been the worst. I've had calls from Vancouver all the way to New Brunswick and Nova Scotia, talking about the spraying all the way down through the states. It's been very, very, very heavy indeed. And I do know they're testing different substances on the public. And remember, this ties in not only with weather manipulation and the scalar weaponry technology, which they have. They can lull you to sleep or tranquilize you just with that technology combined. But I think they're also adding some kind of tranquilizer to it, since Zbigniew Brzezinski, after 9/11, did mention on it was Donald Rumsfeld mentioned that in case of another major crisis in a big city in the U.S., they were ready to spray the entire cities with a form of aerosolized Valium, which would affect the people very quickly and keep them calm, to be followed by Prozac, which takes a few days to a week to build up in the bloodstream. And I really do personally believe they're using something, because when the spraying is very, very heavy, I get reports from people from all over the country being very, very tired.
Huh. And that document that you said that Donald Rumsfeld wrote, can you direct me where I can find that, or is it on any website?
That was shown on Canadian television. I think it was Global Television the day after 9/11, and it was a television program, just a little part of interview during the news segment. And I don't know if they even showed it in the U.S. because we are shown a lot of stuff which they excise out of what they show you.
Yeah, I understand. I just want to try to verify everything that I can, so when I try to wake people up to what's going on, I really have my story straight and solid. So I guess I'll try to check out YouTube or Google. If anyone listening has a copy of that video, if you could post it online so I can find it, that would be great.
And you can also check in to Teller. Teller was a scientist who came up with this idea of spraying the atmosphere and using the scalar weaponry along with it. He was the father of the H-bomb. And so check into his history, because he goes through that whole process of how to chemicalize the atmosphere and use it as a weapon against the people. You'll find lots of information on him.
Okay, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. And that's where we are, folks. We're just big guinea pigs in a long-term plan, a big long-term agenda. And if you see it from the least point of view, it really does make a lot of sense. Use all the equipment you have in your arsenal as you bringing the people through the greatest changes they've ever seen in history. I'll be back after the following messages.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi, Alan Watt back with Cutting Through the Matrix and piecing it all together, which is quite the thing. Once you get into it, though, you'll find that everything follows everything else you've read before. It's a sequence, it's all sequencing, and to do with think tanks, foundations, all networking together over generations. Now remember, we think in short-term planning. Our lives are fairly short. We want to see things finished in our lifetime. That's why often things don't make much sense to us when we see this long, long-term agenda. Knowing that those involved in it, the generations of those that planned this and worked towards it, would never see the finish of it in their lifetime. That isn't quite natural to us, but that's how they work. Because a foundation will last longer than one generation. It'll last many generations. And they have their mandates there. Every intake gets taught those mandates, and they work their whole lives towards it. Reading the books, if you can get a hold of them, from the Council on Foreign Relations or the Royal Institute for International Affairs, same body, two countries, you'll find that they planned everything long ago. They discussed everything I'm talking about now back at least in the 1930s. I have the books from those years. They knew there was a World War II coming up, which they actually needed to bring the world to its knees to get the United Nations set up. And they also thought and hoped at the end of World War II, everyone would be on their knees, every country would be exhausted, and they would accept global government then. And many books were published in the late 1940s on this topic of integration. But they started to get resistance again, mainly from the United States and some from Britain. And so they realized that it would take another 50 years or so to work slowly towards the globalization. And they would have to do a big job on the minds of the public, starting with bringing in immigrants from really vastly different countries and cultures. That was the start of it. And through one or two generations, everyone would accept the multiculturalism, which really is okay. It's fine. I don't care about it at all. And doesn't bother me because I treat people as individuals. I don't have to like a particular people or a race. I go by individuals, and that's how I've always been. And that's how everyone should actually be. If we did that, it would be a lot easier to get on in our own lives with people. But groups are scary, and groups that bond together are scarier still. I always say if the mob is coming, go the opposite direction. Never follow them, because the mob is just the mass mind. And even belonging to a group or a particular culture, especially when it's led by elite at the top, will lead you to your own doom eventually. That's how you predict people. It's much easier to get people in huge, large groups and give them a mandate which they'll follow blindly than to target individuals who think it's the individuals that cause the problems. And that's why on the list of suspects to watch for all these agencies today, they have the individual, the loner, marked down, the one who does a bit of thinking. He's the dangerous guy. They don't want thinkers. With large groups of people, they're very predictable. And for a totalitarian system coming up, what they depend upon is predictability, complete 100% predictability. And that is why all the data on your computer and your fax machine and your telephone and so on is getting fed through central banks, central systems, through the NSA for monitoring. And it has been, by the way, since 1995 quite openly. That's when they passed the law that every phone, computer, fax machine, and anything conveying information had to have a chip in it which is accessible by the NSA or any government official at any time they wanted to. Check in the Toronto Sun, you'll find an article printed in 1995 about that very thing. They mentioned the law and who passed it and all the rest of it. So we're just monitored. Now people put everything about themselves up on the computer. It's not just their banking. They buy everything over the computer. It's just, well, it's so easy, isn't it? So they're selling everything out for convenience sake, and that's exactly what the elite planned them to do. You can always count on the vast majority of people to do what the elite want them to do, all for convenience and no privacy. You think about the wars that were caused and forced in the past when people really rebelled and had enough. And it was because they had no privacy in time has gone by. The military could walk into your door any time of the day or night in the old redcoat days. That happened in Britain and outside of Britain. And you had no say in the matter. They could put troops in your house and bed them there for a week if need be, and you had no say in the matter. They could take whatever they wanted from your home, and you had no say in the matter. And today people take everything for granted. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose, and so they're quite happy to give it all away because they've never had so much credit to their name, you see. They've never had so much plastic that they can wave around and get all these cheap old goodies from China, which last about 2 weeks. At least they gave them a bit of fun for 2 weeks, and that's all they're after, is fun. They said they would create an egocentric society as they went through these changes, these big shifts, and my goodness, they've actually done it. It's all around you. I'll be back after these following messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi, I'm back with Cutting Through the Matrix and going through some of the little bits of history that led up to where we are today, where we're going. And I haven't got into the population reduction and all that, although it is actually underway, has been for some time. That's why most people in the West now are 75% sterile. And the biggest booming industry happens to be within the fertility clinics area. Now, I think we have a caller from British Columbia. I think it's Andrew. Andrew, are you there?
Are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Hi. Yeah, my question is, you mentioned the other day, I think, the first thing we have to do is stop them spraying us.
Yeah.
Right. So stop the chemtrails. So how?
We got to start writing the military. I don't know if you know that there's a politician from Sudbury, Ontario, a federal MP. She went to Parliament and brought it up on the floor there about the spraying. Don Scott had talked to her about it, and she did bring it up. And the Minister for Defense said they could not discuss this and would not discuss this under any circumstances, even to the politicians present, because it was it came under national security policy. So that's very alarming when you realize that you can't even discuss this in your own parliament building, and they won't answer to your own politicians. This is above politics, you understand. The military is in charge of this. And what you should do, what I did, I got in touch with the Air Force Canada, and I think on the internet, and they asked who you are and all that, as if they didn't know already, as soon as you type in. And they put me through, and they asked me what I wanted to know. I said, I want to know about the aerial spraying, who was doing it, why are you doing it? And now they didn't deny it was being done. What they got back to me and said, all they could tell me was that they, the Air Force of Canada, wasn't responsible for it. So what you find out, you see different countries, we're spraying some of the U.S., some of the U.S. are spraying Canada. There's foreign aircraft over here, too. It comes under the Open Sky Treaty, not the commercial one, but the military one. There's two of them. Canada signed it. And this is a global effort that's underway on an incredible scale, because I get photographs from Australia, New Zealand, from all over the world, and Britain, too. And everyone's getting sprayed outside of China and parts of Africa. Switzerland, China, and one other country, I believe, did not sign the Open Skies Treaty, and they're the only ones not getting sprayed. So you got to go straight to the Air Force and just bombard them with emails and tell them, hey, we know this is going on, it's affecting our health, and we demand this stop right now, because if this continues, I've watched the people's intellect drop like a stone over the last 10 years. I've noticed their interest in their surroundings and other things which would be of importance to them has gone, and so it's affecting their ability for self-preservation, which is one of the strategies that was mentioned in this particular type of warfare when they dreamed it up back in the 1950s. So we've got to let them know that we know and demand that it stop, because until it happens, we're not going to have a conscious public to complain about anything. And we've got to demand that this be spoken about openly in the federal parliament as well.
So just send emails to the Canadian Air Force.
You got to do it, because these are the guys involved with it. They're the liaison between all the other air forces that are participating in this. They know what's going on. There have been pilots out British Columbia way, in fact. There was five of them that stopped spraying because they said it was affecting their own families. And they were all put on the carpet for it.
Yeah.
So they know what they're doing. They know what the effects are on the public. And if you ask any pharmacist, the biggest problem over the last few years has been bronchial problems, a massive increase. We're getting people now diagnosed in their 40s and 50s with asthma for the first time in history.
COPD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got to demand that this stop, because this is affecting us. It has many different effects on our bodies. Even aluminum oxide, which is present, and I've had it tested, it does contain it. It's a high parts per million, way over any safety level. That alone builds up in the brain. That alone will cause Alzheimer's. They know that. They've known that since the 1970s. That was published in the British Lancet back then, 1973. And you'll find that all the other metals that are put in the spray, never mind the chemical stuff, is affecting us badly, and we cannot allow it to happen. This will start increasing the death rate if it isn't already. And why should we live in misery and sickness for this global agenda to take place? It's to tranquilize us, keep us all unhealthy. When your health is down, you don't care about what's happening in the world. You're too miserable. And you're out of action. That's what they want.
I think I heard something like, if you're going to vote for a candidate, a politician, you ask them to sign an affidavit or whatever that is, that they will stop the spraying, the chemtrails.
Well, if you can get a politician to be honest about anything, good luck to you. It'll be the first time. because politicians are generally of a psychopathic nature and are born liars.
Right.
That's why they go for these positions. And that's the sad fact and the truth of it. There's nothing respectable about these people.
Okay.
Never has been in history. Their job is to lie to the public. I know how they start their careers off. They join committees and boards for volunteer things. They get coffee, and eventually they get out with the chairman of the board on the golf course, who susses them out and says, yep, you've got the right traits to get up there. Just do what you're told and shut up. That's how you get up the ladder in politics. Yeah, it's keeping your nose clean and knowing what questions not to ask your superior,
right,
and lying to the public. I'm sorry, but that's the truth of it.
Okay.
There is no such thing as democracy. It's a sham. I've met some of these politicians. I've seen them. I've seen how two-faced they are. And they'll sell anybody out for their own career.
Okay. But even if... Okay, but then sending an email to the...
To the military?
Yeah, the
military,
Canadian,
yeah,
Air Forces. That's, yep, going to work? Or help work?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's better than doing nothing. And I'll tell you one other thing, too. Most people wouldn't have the guts to do what I did. Because most people are cowards. They don't want their names to be known by the guys at the top.
Oh, okay.
So those with guts and some sense left, you have nothing to lose, do it.
Okay.
Don't wait for someone else to do it. Don't wait for some group to spring up speaking on your behalf, because it won't go where you want it to go. It'll turn off in some other direction. This is when you have to start doing things yourself. And if your life counts and the lives of others around you count and you love people, then you stand up and you do it.
Okay.
And you tell them you know. And you demand that they stop doing this.
Right.
That's what we have to do.
But what about politicians at the local level? I mean...
It's the same thing. They all start, as I say, on the same boards, committees, volunteer things. They don't care a darn about the voluntary things involved, and the money never gets to the place it's supposed to get. Anyway, they sit and stuff their faces with coffee and cakes at these meetings, and learn the ropes of the Masonic system. Local politicians just want to be good, keep their nose clean, and get into higher politics on the federal level. It's a stepping stone for them. This is a career thing for them. They're not there to help the people.
Okay.
And unfortunately, that's what is attracted to politics, you see, is the psychopathic type.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, I want to make this really clear, because this spring, I want to do something about it. Contact the Canadian Air Force.
Yeah.
They have a website.
Yeah.
And I can actually complain to them.
Yeah.
And what will that do?
The more emails that come in, the harder it is for them to pretend that no one knows. We're telling them that we know.
Okay.
And that's when they have to scurry around and have their little meetings and then come up with some press releases event down the road. They have to eventually do that.
Okay.
And remember, those press releases will be carefully managed by the professional media to warp it off into something insignificant. But regardless, that's how you start motivating them to be responsible to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And their website is? Do you have it offhand?
It's the Canadian Department of Defense in Ottawa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling. Now, we also have Sean in Connecticut there. Hello?
Hello, this is Sean in Connecticut.
How are you?
Pretty good. Just to piggyback on what was just spoken about, in the United States, under U.S. Code, which you could look up at Cornell Law School, you have Title 15, which is Commerce, Chapter 9A, and Section 330, which is an interesting number. We have weather modification as a law, which is not mentioned on any websites, and I use that when I'm introducing people to the fact that they are spraying, and it's a fact because there is a law. Not to mention the international laws and other things, mm-hmm, and the little things blinking in the sky, which are clearly a DARPA grid. And I think the main goal is with this, is with the EM, you touch on it, and nobody else seems to, about our memory systems and, yep, using the symbols. This is really a full-scale onslaught on the public.
It is. Also, in that code, too, I think you'll find there was an appendage put in there because about 4 years ago, they passed another law to allow themselves, the government of the U.S., to use chemical spraying on the public without consent of the public.
Yeah, and it's a really good thing that I use, and I've been on local cable programs. People have called me to come speak about it and things, and you know, and all the subliminal programming. So their government programming, so to speak, goes off, and they just go into total denial that anybody would possibly be doing this to them. Yep. And then I mentioned the EM frequencies. Do you hear a cricket type sound in your head? And you know, and I try to explain to them they're trying to mess with your sleeping pattern, so mm-hmm. you know, which screws with your memory systems. And really, this is a total. It's really a mind control type thing on a very high level. And you know, you're
it
probably one of the few people that touches it.
In 2001 and 2002, they started the HARP going 24 hours a day. And those with shortwave radio and ham radio can pick it up. I've got all the frequencies listed here where you can actually pick up the HARP. They alternate it to different parts of the broadband and different parts of the day, but it's 24 hours a day now, nonstop.
Yeah, and
it's the most powerful signal on the shortwave.
I think you're probably the only person I've heard on the Internet that could really iterate the fact that one of the more important things of what we are is memory.
Yes.
And they use the symbols, and there was recently a good article published in Nature.com by Harvard. Uh-huh. And this really gets into the whole thing with the linguistics, and we're actually, languages are a subroutine of a primary routine,
right,
and all languages on the planet have this, and this has been running. Roman alphabet is essentially an ISO of symbols.
That's right.
And, you know, this is a hard thing to explain to people. I mean, it's hard enough getting the chemtrail thing going, but just to piggyback on what was said from the Canadian caller, and it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Yeah, and also, yeah, they call it psycholinguistics. And the psycholinguistics is taught in certain segments, high segments of the CIA and the PSYOPs operations at the Pentagon, and the British Department of Defense as well. So, yeah, it truly works because we work like computers. We have a language and a logic. And the programmer, the guys at the top, the media guys, whoever's giving you a certain sequence, can formulate the words in such a way that using your logic and understanding your logic, you will come to a predestined conclusion. And that's what they want. We're very predictable in this way. And psycholinguistics is a tremendous field which is kept quiet from the general public, but it's used even by the big marketing advertising organizations as well. A lot of their guys come, in fact, work for some of these covert agencies at the top. Bertrand Russell said in the 1950s they would bring on board the Secret Service and MI6, they'd bring on board the top marketing agencies in the world to help them basically put psycholinguistic terminology through to the public for programming purposes, and it works very well.
Oh, yeah, it's unbelievably powerful.
Uh-huh. And Lenin talked about it too. He said that by carefully selecting words and putting them together into slogans, they're called routines, and you use them for special groups, special interest groups, and get them to parrot these slogans. They will think in subroutines. They have routines and subroutines they go through with, then they parrot little phrases and slogans they've heard. And when you've been in an argument with them, that's all they can give you back are these slogans. They have nothing to say themselves, and they're unable to think for themselves.
Yeah. All right. Do you think the how far back do you think the symbols that are used to create letters and numbers for language really started?
I'm sure it goes back all the way to the beginnings of what we call, or we're given as civilization, which they say is Sumer, but now they go into the Harappian civilization that existed prior to Sumer. They've dug all that up now and found that these characters had their languages too. I mean, Sumer came on the scene around 5000 BC, and a fully-fledged system with weights and measures, even for gold, weighing out gold, and troy ounces, and all the terminology we have today, including the weighing system and the time system of 12 hours and 24 hours, came from Sumer. We've got to realize this is all old stuff. Everything we take for granted today is old stuff. So they had the weighing and the measuring. They had the time system worked out perfectly, and the days of the year and all the rest of it. was all done back in the days of Sumer. And they perfectly well understood what they called the chants. The chants were, again, a subroutine within a religion, which helped reinforce the initial indoctrination of the religion in certain symbols or personages or people. And so you'd parrot over and over, very much like the Catholic Church, Hail Mary, full of grace. It's the same thing. It's a reinforcement on top of the dogma that's been instilled in an early, from an early age.
Okay, thanks.
It's a pleasure. And I think we have Ken in Massachusetts. Are you there, Ken?
Oh. Hello. Hello. Alan.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
I got you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Ah, terrific. I wanted to say that I've really been appreciating your show a great deal, a wonderful presentation, very enlightening. I wanted to tell you that my observations of chemtrails in the area have jibed over time with yours.
Can you hold over, Ken, and I'll talk to you on the other side of the break?
Absolutely.
Okay, back in a few minutes.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Hi, Alan Watt, back with Cutting Through the Matrix. It's going into the latter part. We're talking to Ken from Massachusetts. Can you go ahead, Ken? Hello, Ken.
There's been a massive, amount of spraying going on today, and it's this is the second day this summer that it was like so pronounced that I really had to take notice. I'd call it like a chem sky because I could see there was a lower altitude layer of cumulus clouds.
Yeah.
And then I could see like a grid pattern forming. And I would watch and I'd see a plane flying in an arc pattern.
Yeah.
And I could see where a previous pattern, a plane had flown in a similar arc pattern sometime before and it would dissipate. And I was seeing trails that were expanding to the point where it was like if you were to take your hand and put it at arm's length, it would dissipate to form a trail.
Yeah.
That was, you know, the equivalent of like a dozen moons in its breadth.
That's right.
And the prediction for today, the weather prediction was for clear skies.
Uh-huh.
And it was just, you know, this sheath.
Mm-hmm.
Up above, the perspective that I have is like I've been, since a child, I've been fascinated with the sky, amateur astronomer.
Yeah, I know it. And at night now it's getting spoiled because you just can't see so clearly.
Exactly.
I saw it last winter, and it was so disappointing. Every night you had this haze over you from the daily spraying. And again, I've had lots of amateur astronomers. I do that too.
Mm-hmm.
And you really miss the night skies with this mush that's there. But the stepping up the spraying now. And also, it's interesting that NASA has claimed that one effect of the supposed global warming will be a decrease in daylight coming through to the Earth. Now, isn't that just amazing?
it's very, very peculiar. When I remember growing up in the 80s, I would just for fun, I would take a six inch reflector astronomical telescope in the backyard during the day, and I would point it at a contrail and follow the contrail like a normal style contrail to the plane, and you know look at the plane at, you know, 130 times magnification, and I could identify which airline was going across the skies and whatnot.
Yep.
And one thing that I recall was, watching the contrails, I mean, like, you know, depending on weather conditions, sometimes they'll persist for a little bit, but, you know, it would be kind of extraordinary even. Like, occasionally you'd see a contrail that would last, say,
the thing is, we don't have to keep convincing ourselves. You see, those of us who've seen it, know it, we remember, and we know what's being done. Now the problem is what to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so thanks for calling in, and we'll talk again. So for Hamish and myself up in Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
It's true.